WFYI and the Sound Medicine Radio Hour are hosting the second of three conversations about cancer. Now, the second one is tomorrow night. It starts at 6:30 at IUPUI. It's in the Student Union, which is on Michigan Street in the lower level. It is free. It's open to the public. There's even free parking in the Vermont Street Garage. Now, the panels are all leading up to WFYI and PBS, the showing of the Ken Burns documentary, Cancer or the Emperor of All Maladies, and that airs here on WFYI March 30th, 31st, and April the 1st. And through the panel, will be on the panel tomorrow night, and one of them is our guest in studio this afternoon, Dr. Pat Lehr. Welcome, Doctor.
Thanks, Jill.
Dr. Pat is the director of the IU Simon Cancer Center and also part of the IU School of Medicine. And Doctor, tomorrow night's panel is talking about new directions in treatment when we're talking about cancer. And I know, reading the book, The Emperor of All the Maladies, it looks back at the history of cancer. And as I read the book, I sometimes wonder if we really are making very many new directions in cancer treatment. Are we?
Well, I've had the privilege of working in the field of cancer in the last 30 years, and it's been incredibly exciting for me. When I first started in cancer research, virtually everyone that I saw died from cancer. And in fact, less than half of the people survived 5 years. Now, actually, over two-thirds of patients, nearly 70% of people now are living 5 years. So we have made substantial progress just in my lifetime, and this is an extraordinary time, I think, of opportunities.
And I think one thing that has changed, and obviously for the better, is people are starting to be aware that there isn't just one treatment for cancer.
Right, right.
And that's a big changer.
Well, people have always come up to me, and when they find out I'm an oncologist, they say, when are you going to find the cure for cancer? And the truth is, we have found the cure for many different cancers. In our own backyard, Dr. Larry Einhorn, who will be on the panel tomorrow night, took a disease that had a 95% mortality rate. The most common cause of cancer death in young men between ages of 15 and 35. And because of his research and his work, transformed that disease so that 95% of all of those men now are cured of this disease. It's an extraordinary accomplishment happening here in Indiana. And there's a number of other cancer stories that I think are great. The chronic myelogenous leukemia and gastrointestinal stromal tumor with a single drug called Gleevec, they've transformed that disease, making it a very lethal disease to one that is a chronic disease and which is easily managed. But unfortunately, we have too many cancers, particularly that of lung cancer and metastatic colon cancer and advanced cancers of other types, in which the mutations are far too complex for us to come up with a single drug to cure them. And this is where the work of genomics will help us.
Exactly. That finding that mutation and that kind of that readout program and the genomics, Precision Genomics Project, I believe. Is that the name of the program you guys have going over there? It's just fascinating. It truly is the future.
Yeah, it really is. If you had a twin brother, by the time, and all of your genes were identical, by the time you turn age 50, there are 400 mutations that now separate you and your brother that have happened over the course of the lifetime. So each cancer cell by itself has a number of different mutations that makes it unique from other people with the same kinds of cancer. So it's like if you came from outer states and looked at a car key, all car keys look the same. But in fact, if you look at it, the ridges are slightly different. Mm-hmm. And our genetic ridges are different for each cancer. So this creates an opportunity for us to do some work in terms of studying the genome and finding out what works, what drives your particular cancer. And then with this, we need to have a precise key that will unlock the treatment for that person.
And to fund this kind of research, and because this is the kind of research that really is going to make things happen, what kind of support do you need from the public to help that happen?
Well, we obviously, research is not cheap, and philanthropy is a big part of what we do at the IU Cancer Center in order for us to do the research that makes a difference. And we also do research and look for outside funding. So a lot of our research is funded by extramural resources. So we have about $50 million worth of research funding that comes into the Cancer Center. All of this needs to be directed with the patient in mind, and we're so grateful not only for the funding, but also for the individual patients who volunteer to participate in clinical research. Without them, we would not make advances for any of the people. Without John Cleland, who was the first patient to be treated for testis cancer by Larry Einhorn, we would not have a 95% cure rate today.
And that's one way that obviously people can get involved supporting those types of programs, but especially finding those, the mutations and that kind of thing, through clinical trials. And I know that the website at the Simon Cancer Center has a lot of links that if people want information, they can go there.
Correct. And I think it's very important for patients to be informed. If you're going to get your house painted or if you're going to buy a car, you go and get another opinion from another house painter or for a car dealer. When you have cancer, which is one of the most serious diseases you can get, it's absolutely practical to get other opinions and to make sure that you have a full evaluation of your tumor and the options for treatments.
Because it's fear is the first and sometimes the overwhelming feeling that you get, that it is important to have somebody else there with you and exactly to see what your options are, because there are options.
Absolutely. And I think just to that point, I think I would love to live to the point in time in which we can say the word cancer to a patient and they won't be struck with fear. And when we have done that, then we actually have done our job.
Well, the second panel is tomorrow night. We're going to remind everybody once again, tomorrow night at 6:30, it's free. It's in the auditorium over at IUPUI. You can get more information on our website at wfyi.org/events. New directions in treatment. Dr. Pat Lehr, thank you for joining us and making us aware of some things. And tomorrow night, that's the conversation will be all about that and lots of questions, hopefully, from the public as well.
It'll be a great time. Thank you.